This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump said he misspoke during a joint news conference Monday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Helsinki when asked about Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
He also underscored his support of the U.S. intelligence community, which concluded Russia did meddle in the election.
I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
Criticism of the president's performance in Finland continued to resound in Washington. Nancy Pelosi is the Democratic House Minority Leader.
Instead of standing up for our democracy and democratic principles, President Trump cowered in the presence of Putin, and the entire world watched and saw that.
Another Democratic lawmaker said Mr. Trump was trying to clean up the mess he made in Helsinki. Former U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday in a speech in South Africa warned against what he called the politics of fear, resentment, and retrenchment.
I am not being alarmist. I am simply stating the facts. Look around. Strongman politics are ascendant suddenly, whereby elections and some pretense of democracy are maintained, but those in power seek to undermine every institution or norm that gives democracy meaning.
He spoke in Johannesburg, marking the 100th anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. This is VOA News. Syrian civilians are fleeing toward the Israeli border to escape a Russian-backed regime offensive that has rolled back rebel control of land near the Jordanian border. The Syrian military released video footage of fighting for the village of Mashara. Thousands of Syrians have fled toward the Golan Heights, with the Israeli army warning people to stay away from minefields. Although not granting asylum, Israel has cared for many medical needs of the Syrians. Meanwhile, opposition sources said rebels and Iranian-backed negotiators have reached a deal to evacuate thousands from two besieged Shia villages in the northwest in return for hundreds held in prisons. Iran has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. in the World Court over President Donald Trump's order to reimpose sanctions lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran is using a 1955 treaty as the basis for its suit. Hussein Banai is an Iran analyst at Indiana University.
I think it is an effort on the part of the Iranian government to submit to the diplomatic record as much of its grievances legally as possible. And I think it is meant to broadcast to the rest of the world that Iran is abiding by international treaties and diplomatic conventions and playing by the rules of the so-called international liberal order.
The Trump administration withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal in May, citing continued Iranian malign behavior. Rescuers operating off Libya discovered the bodies of a woman and small boy adrift in the Mediterranean. A second woman aboard the damaged dinghy was saved. The Spanish charity Proactiva Open Arms said the three were left behind 80 nautical miles off Libya's coast by the Libyan Coast Guard after the women refused to board their patrol ship. Bereaved relatives held a solemn ceremony Tuesday marking the fourth anniversary of the downing of the Malaysian Airlines MH17 over Ukraine. All 298 aboard perished when a Russian-made missile brought down the Boeing 777 en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur.
Now, trying to bring the perpetrators to court is very difficult because everybody knows that it was Russia involved. Proof is 100%, I would say, is watertight. But to get Putin or his military to admit that Russian soldiers were in Ukraine, that will never happen, I guess.
International prosecutors said they have unequivocal evidence of Russian involvement. In northern Afghanistan, Islamic State said it carried out an attack on the home of a Taliban commander Tuesday, killing at least 15 people. It comes amid other reports of clashes between the two insurgent groups. Wall Street rallied Tuesday on good news and an upbeat assessment from the central bank chairman about the trajectory of the economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.